Now, speaking of active, not too many more active people on the planet than Kieran Harrington, the Carlton, the captain, the Carlton co-captain, the AFLW. She's getting ready for a big season 2021 as she joins us on the line. Good morning, Kez.
Good morning, Daniel. A nice early start after a fairly big session last night.
Yes, yes. Well, you're a top-level performer, so there's no doubt that's not going to be an issue for you. But just on that, getting back into it after a big break through the season, has your body reacted differently this time around?
I haven't really thought about that. No, I don't think so. We put a lot of work in over the isolation period, which wasn't too much fun, as I'm sure you can attest to, you know, cutting laps and those sort of things. I certainly pulled up very sore after the first contact session. You know, you knew you'd been tackled the night before when you woke up the next morning. But apart from that, no, I don't think so. I think I'm tracking pretty well, and most of the girls are too.
Well, Kieran, that's the physical side of things. Obviously, getting the group together, you know, I've had that experience with netball. It was kind of like amazing, but also slightly weird, kind of being around each other and getting back into that training environment. How have you felt that, just getting back into things and the contact side of it?
Yeah, it was almost a strange feeling going back into the club that night. Everyone, you know, kind of wasn't really sure how to act or behave given, you know, what had sort of happened the last 6 months. That dissipated pretty quickly, and within about 5 minutes, it was just, you know, a whole heap of love that was just floating around the room. It was really nice just to be back, you know, with the girls, and there wasn't too much footy chat for those first couple of weeks. It was just, you know, checking in on everyone, making sure everyone was you know, doing okay after such a long time away from each other. And, you know, once that novelty wore off, and then we got back into the footy. So it's been really great, actually. And I think, like myself, most of the girls have just appreciated being back around people that they really enjoy spending time with and starting to work towards something hopefully pretty special.
Now, Taylor Harris did some media yesterday, and she talked about the fact that you're going to be dangerous this year as a team. Now, I've already posed that question to Daniel as to what dangerous means. What does dangerous mean?
Well, when you're considering Taylor Harris, dangerous means standing about 2 metres in front of her as the ball's coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's right.
Ready to be absolutely crunched. That's what I consider dangerous.
Correct.
look, I mean, Tay's right. You know, we've been building, you know, a pretty consistent program now for the last 2 years. And I think that we've now got the experience from obviously both a personnel point of view, but also game experience in big moments where, you know, I think we're ready to really have a good tilt at the flag this year. So, you know, it's November, which means that we're only focused on one team, and that's us at the moment. I've got no idea what anyone else is doing. And quite frankly, at this point of the year, we don't really care what anyone else is doing. We're just concentrating on us and getting ourselves ready. And, you know, the ball's zipping around pretty well at training at the moment, much better than perhaps what it's been, you know, this time in previous years. Just shows a real hunger from the group and, you know, put the work in, you know, over the last sort of 6 months on our own to prepare it, you know, ourselves and get ready to hopefully have a real crack.
So how do you feel about how it finished up last year? Because you were one of four teams that had a chance at winning the premiership before it was all sort of shut down. And, I mean, the AFL has come out and since said we probably did the wrong thing there. Is there a bit of unfinished business, a bit of chip on the shoulder sort of stuff that we've got to make sure that we, you know, sort of not make up for what happened last year, but that there's a bit of anger in the camp that you didn't get to potentially win a premiership last year?
Look, I don't think I'd describe it as anger. I mean, certainly disappointment, you know, the way that we were building, you know, into that prelim final. You know, obviously it takes a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice to have the opportunity to play in those sort of games. So, certainly disappointment. The focus shifted really quickly. You know, obviously we played the game on Sunday night against the Lions. We got up, which meant that we were, you know, eligible for the prelim final the following week. And within about an hour of the game finishing, I think the enormity of the situation, you know, just in society kind of hit all the players. And as much as football is a huge priority for us, there's so many other priorities, you know, obviously work and employment and families and those sort of things. So the focus was really quickly shifted to, I guess, more survival mode than worrying about football, if that makes sense. What that meant, though, was obviously coming back this year, the girls have got, as you said, probably a chip on their shoulder, but more about, you know, wanting an opportunity to actually win one. So if you think two seasons ago, we went over to Adelaide in that grand final and quite frankly got, you know, basically our pants pulled down by them. They were an unbelievably good team, and, you know, much better team on the day than us. we back up the following year, you know, we put ourselves in a position again where we were able to really contend for the flag, and through, you know, no fault of our own and completely out of our control, that opportunity was taken away from us. So the group has come back, absolutely raring and ready to go, just for an opportunity. And we're also, I guess, pretty thankful at the moment and grateful for the opportunity that we've got back training and preparing to play, because there's not too many sports at the moment that are doing that. So, probably more disappointment than anything else.
And when you look forward to this season, Karen, you the co-captain with Katie Loynes, what do you, how do you manage that captaincy? How do you manage that kind of official leadership role? And I know we were talking to Harf a little bit earlier about the, in some ways, disjointed, you know, meetings have to be separated. Some of the trainings are still in small groups. What's your leadership going to be like throughout this possibly challenging time?
Yeah, look, I mean, Katie and I are both really fortunate that the group, the leadership group that we've got around us, so at the moment there's four nominated leaders in our, I guess, titled leadership group. And, you know, we've all been, I guess, split up into the different groups that we've been training in for the last couple of weeks. So there's been a really good spread of leadership amongst all of the different smaller groups, which has been really, really helpful, because for a few weeks there, you know, we drafted in two or three different players who I, you know, had really just introduced myself to, and that's all I had to do with them for the first couple of weeks, which, you know, I guess in a way was challenging from our point of view, because we wanted to embrace them and bring them into the group and bring them up to speed. But also for them probably was a good thing, because instead of being sort of, you know, I guess hit with 29 new faces, they got to know 9 or 10 quite closely, and then, you know, were able to expand and open up to the rest of the group. So, look, no doubt it's been a challenging time. I think the challenge for Katie and I was just to make sure that, you know, we were kind of across, you know, what was going on with everyone, and, you know, just making sure that, you know, everyone was on the same page and coping, I guess, outside of football as much as anything else. And then once we got back into footy, it was that ability for us to kind of, I guess, switch into gear as quickly as we can. But one of the things that we sort of spoke about and allowed the group to do was just to have a bit of time to transition back in. And, you know, we had an unofficial pre-season with what we were calling it, where we were, you know, back in the club. And the whole purpose of us being there was just to kind of re-engage with each other and, you know, talk things not football for a while and have a bit of a laugh with our mates. And then, you know, once that sort of pre-season date hit, it was like, okay, here we go, you know, kind of switch back into gear. So certainly been a challenging time. But I think, thankfully for Katie and I, you know, obviously we work really well together. We're quite different leaders, as I'm sure Harf would agree with, but I think the differences in our leadership complement each other quite nicely. And as I said, the group that we've got around us supporting us has been just a tremendous support for both us and also for the rest of the group.
Well, you talk about that support. If it wasn't big enough that you had Daniel Harford in the coaching group leading up the team, you've got the absolute legend, Cade Simpson, huge name in the Carlton Football Club. I know you've been a big supporter of the Blues all your life. What's it like having him in the coaching the assistant coaching role and trying to guide you through things as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, the first night, I think Ash Brown, our GM, announced to the group that Cade was coming on board. I just wish we had a camera on the rest of the group, because there was 29 players, jaws just hit the floor. it was almost a surreal, like, hang on, are you sure? Like, are you sure you haven't, you know, made a mistake kind of thing? But when you, I guess, really think about, like, his decision to want to come on board, it just speaks volumes of, the club itself and the way that they promote the AFLW program within the club. The integration of both the men's and the women's programs has just gone from strength to strength every year, and this is just another example of that. And, you know, I mean, particularly when you've got legends of your club who want to stick around beyond their playing days, and the club can facilitate that, I think it just makes the club, you know, so much stronger. And, you know, certainly from the members and the fans' point of view, I guess it's just a show of strength that, yeah, we are a united club. We are very, very strong. And that, you know, there's a crossover between both programs, and the support that we've received has been tremendous. So to have him on board, his experience, he's unfortunately deflected from my point of view. He's gone up and coached the forward line, which don't need much more media than what they already get. So I'm going to rain a fair bit, but everyone's just that excited to have him on board, and he's already brought enormous amount of, you know, coaching and also leadership, I guess, to the whole team.
He's going to be great to work with. Don't worry about that. Cade Simpson, very pleased to have him a part of the coaching panel at the Blues in the AFLW season. Nice to have you on board as well, Skipper. Freshen up. I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.